mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Friday, September 30th edition of the Alex Jones Show. I, of course, am not Alex Jones, but I'm sitting in until he gets back. But he is scheduled to join us later in the show in the second hour. We also have on today Paul Joseph Watson, who's going to talk about the latest news on Al Lockie's death, and also on reporters who say gold has no intrinsic value, but the U.S. dollar does. Now, of course, terrorism news is in the top of the stack today, but there's lots of political news as well, with Ron Paul going head-to-head in polls in Florida with Obama, matching entirely Mitt Romney, and Perry way behind in the polls, and the other candidates not even really showing up. We have primary states looking to move the date forward, skipping ahead of Florida if they move the date forward. But, of course, the top news, as I said, is the report that radical U.S.-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki has been killed by a drone attack in Yemen. Of course, they haven't confirmed this, and he's been previously reported dead also by a drone attack. But it's very convenient to tie up loose ends for the man they say was connected to all sorts of plots, from the underwear bomber on down, all the FBI sting setup attacks that have been allegedly busted over the past several years, all just provocateur nonsense for the most part. We have Steve Watson's article, No More Pentagon Dinners, Al-Qaeda Leader Killed Again. According to a senior U.S. administration official, Al-Qaeda boogeyman Anwar al-Awlaki has been reported killed in an airstrike in Yemen, the exact same way he died in 2009. The Yemeni Defense Ministry confirmed the claim, and the timing, according to Time Magazine, is very strategic, as Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh has returned from 4 months of medical treatment and is otherwise under political fire in the country. Now, al-Awlaki, it came out in 2010, October, in Fox News. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months before 9/11. That's right, Anwar al-Awlaki invited to the Pentagon, met with Pentagon leaders. That's all come out, and I really think it's a convenient thing that he's now dead, a way to tie up loose ends for another embarrassing, obvious Pentagon CIA asset who they wanted out of the way and out of the public's mind, somewhere on the top of the terror list, in the top three, I believe, if not number one. Wanted, most wanted terrorists, just as Osama bin Laden was conveniently done away with prior to the 9/11 anniversary, as Obama's polls continued to sink. Sinking so much are Obama's public approval numbers that some advisors say he may even bow out of the race and claim he's going to fix the economy and therefore not run again, because the Democratic Party is so weakened and Obama has very little chance of being reelected. Of course, he's not going to be able to do anything to fix the economy with the strategies they're obviously looking to further. Also later in the show, we have Michael Moore in a clip with We Are Change, Luke Radowski filmed yesterday, saying we don't need to end the Fed, we need to end capitalism. That speaks for itself, I think. And plenty of news about the European debt crisis and another round of Greek bailouts. Germany on the cusp of approving that bailout, most likely. They're saying that Merkel will probably have to make some concessions, but it's not really a question of whether or not they'll actually get approval for the new emergency bailout vehicle. All that and more coming up on the show. So stay tuned. Infowars.com, Aaron Dyke sitting in, Alex on the way in this program, and back again Monday. Stay with us. Bob Chapman in the third hour and Paul Watson coming up. Infowars.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back at InfoWars.com on this Friday, September 30th edition. If you just joined us, as we already started discussing, Al-Qaeda leader who dined at the Pentagon, just reported dead in Yemen, also sort of justifying these drone attacks going on over there in one of the many regions in the Middle East and Central Asian region where the U.S. is involved in wars or operations other than war. Anwar al-Awlaki, the top or near top Al-Qaeda asset, the CIA lackey, as Webster Tarpley would call him, reported dead, the radical U.S.-born Muslim cleric and one of the most influential Al-Qaeda operatives, wounded in the U.S., was killed Friday in an airstrike. And again, as we've reported many times before, in 2010, it came out that Anwar al-Awlaki dined at the Pentagon with top military brass, and he's just another asset, of course. Now, in other news, but related on the terror front, we have Kurt Nemo's article from today, FBI plot to blow up Pentagon and Capitol with model planes, remote-controlled airplanes. And this is, of course, another provocateured, set-up sting action from the FBI, as almost every reported terror plot, everything they publicized in the past several years, almost this whole decade of the war on terror has been repeatedly is proved to be a setup where the FBI agents provocateur them into action, gave them the bombs, and set them up, and then arrested them for publicity. Now we have the homegrown terror narrative took a bizarre turn this week when the government arrested an American on charges he planned to blow up the Pentagon and the U.S. Capitol with a model airplane. Rezwan Firdaus, a U.S. citizen from Ashland, Massachusetts, duped into thinking a harmless substance provided by the FBI was C4 plastic explosives. FBI agents also gave Firdaus 6 AK-47 assault rifles and 3 grenades. None of the weapons worked. But now it's a big scare in the news, of course. Firdaus bought a model airplane for $6,500, kept it secreted away in a rented storage facility in Massachusetts. Then the FBI gave their dupe money to buy the toy. He had plans to buy other military-style model aircraft and allegedly was going to target the Pentagon and White House. Now, if you believe this is real terrorism, I guess you're going to continue to buy anything. I want to go now, though, to a Geraldo clip on Fox News. You got O'Reilly trying to shut him up and talk over him, but he's talking about how all these plots have been totally bogus, just setups, that it's not, this is not real crime. Maybe these aren't good people. Maybe they do hate America, but they never had the means to carry out attacks. They were simply provocateur. Can we go to that clip now, please?
Real quick, we only have 90 seconds. Another Muslim guy arrested in Maryland by the FBI in a sting operation. Apparently, this guy wanted to blow up a military recruiting center.
Bogus. Absolutely
all right,
bogus.
Just tell us what happened.
Antonio Martinez, a 21-year-old, converts to Muslim. He's writing on his Facebook page, I hate people who hate Islam. I hate people who don't believe in the prophet. I'm really, really pissed off at what's going on in Iraq and Afghanistan. So what happens? Some informers tip off the FBI that this guy is writing this crap in his Facebook. They send in, undercover people posing as radicals, and they seduce this kid.
And you were there. You heard the seduction.
Same way they seduced the people from Newburgh, New York. Same way they seduced the people.
But wait a minute. How can you say that? You weren't there. You don't know.
They seduced him in the same way they did that young man in Oregon.
You're annoying.
But the problem is, Bill, we
you don't know.
These FBI agents with not much to do use their ample resources.
I'm surprised
no,
you.
This
you
is don't these entrapment
know.
Cases are fake.
Let it go
They're not
in.
Real crimes. This person took no overt act to commit a crime until he met the FBI informant who set him up. This is a gullible youngster. If we use
depends
our resources,
on the
our valuable
path.
Okay.
Resources,
well, you get the idea. Point. Now, that's an older story, of course. That was from, I believe, about a year and a half ago. That was Muhammad Hussein. We're talking today, of course, about Rezwan Firdaus, but it's the same old story. And just by coincidence, you have Anwar al-Awlaki connected to almost all of these bogus set-up terror plots, everything down to the underwear bomber and much, much more. Now, look what happened in 1993. You had the first attempted bombing at the World Trade Center, which did kill 4 people. And we have the audio tapes. I know Alex has played them before. I've heard those tapes where the, I don't have the name handy. I'm going from memory. But the informant started getting freaked out because the FBI was planning to give real explosives to the radical Islam people they were setting up to blow up the World Trade Center. Now, we're talking about situations where the FBI trained them, coerced them, as Geraldo says in this clip, seduced them, and then gave them real bombs and showed them even how to use them. In the case of the World Trade Center, they, of course, trained them first with non-real explosives and then later substituted real explosives for that first attempted World Trade Center bombing. And that's, unfortunately, what the FBI has been involved in when it comes to counterterrorism over the past many, many years. 1993, that's coming up on 18 years now. So just absolutely absurd. Kurt Nemo's got that report. There's lots of other reports on the latest FBI entrapment. And it's just, I don't know, what else can you say? Meanwhile, in Libya, experts are suddenly concerned about the growing militant activity. And we've also got 20,000 anti-aircraft missiles stolen in Libya only because they decided not to protect them. Well, what do you expect when you arm Al-Qaeda, when Al-Qaeda, who were allegedly fighting in the Middle East, is suddenly our ally just to take down Gaddafi? And of course they're going to come to power. Of course those radical elements are at least going to attempt to come to power. And they refer, of course, to the National Transition Council as if they're legitimate. They're filled with Al-Qaeda as well. It's the same old story. So we've got exclusive concern grows over militant activity in Libya. As the dust settles after 6 months of fighting in Libya, U.S. officials are stepping up efforts to identify Islamic militants who might pose a threat in the post-Gaddafi power vacuum. U.S. counterterrorism and intelligence agencies have recently produced classified papers examining the strength, role, and activities of militant activists and factions in post-Gaddafi Libya. More after-the-fact nonsense, because they knew all along that it was more than 1,000 al-Qaeda members who were part of the rebel forces in Libya. That was reported in The Guardian and many other papers long ago. And as for the 20,000 anti-aircraft missiles stolen in Libya, and a survey of weapon depots in Libya shows 20,000 shoulder-fired anti-aircraft missiles now missing because Obama refused to send troops to guard the weapon depots. We were quite disappointed after talking to administration officials that nothing more was done. So, yeah, you can guess who those weapons are going to fall into. The major impediment to action is that the administration doesn't want boots on the ground. If these weapons get in the wrong hands, any civilian aircraft operating in the region will be threatened. So, probably just another call for more boots on the ground. As we again reported in the early summer, due to Army and intelligence and other military sources who called into the show and contacted Alex behind the scenes, we were able to predict that they would have boots on the ground, and there are at least some now. Libya media front, no NATO success without Al Jazeera. And then we have John McCain claims al-Qaeda thugs have inspired the world. That's a Tony Cartolucci article at Infowars.com. Arizona senator touches down in Tripoli for celebratory stroll through ruined nation, saying as Libya's rebels under the cover of NATO verifiably exterminate entire cities, cut off others from essential supplies, including water, creating humanitarian disasters to starve cities into submission. John Kane, an avid supporter of Benghazi terror brigades, now sowing chaos to the North African nation, reported to be in Tripoli recently, praising the rebels who've inspired the world and turned cynics into supporters. Well, what do you expect? 800 additional U.S. military trainers to be sent to Afghanistan by March. Oh, that's interesting. Walter Pincus from the Washington Post, the guy who Gary Webb said was a CIA asset and tried to kill his reporting on the government shipping drugs and working with drug cartels, but that's another story altogether. Now, shifting to political news, as we mentioned before, there's a new poll that shows Ron Paul, quote, surprisingly, head-to-head with Obama in a dead heat in Florida, Paul trailing Obama only by 1 point, 45-44, in a hypothetical general election matchup, with Romney at nearly the same number, 46-45, also trailing Obama by 1 point. Perry, on the other hand, has a 7-point deficit, 40-53. Well, that just shows once again that Ron Paul is definitely top tier, and he may even be leading the race. Meanwhile, Florida has threatened to move its primary up, so four U.S. states may leapfrog Florida if it decides to move. This is in Reuters and all the other mainstream press. Four U.S. states holding contests in early 2012 choose the Republican presidential nominee, threatened on Thursday to leapfrog Florida if it goes ahead with the primary election date of January 31. That is Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina, who may move up as early as January 2nd, I believe, right after Christmas. So they're saying that would be interesting. And, of course, that just hurts anyone's ability to raise money who's not already promoted by the media. You know who that would be. GOP starting line inches towards New Year's Day. More about moving the primaries up. Meanwhile, Rick Perry, greeted by protesters in Charlotte, greeted... In other words, protested over his support for illegal immigrants and his allowing in-state tuition for the children of illegal immigrants. William Gein, who's been on the show before, the president for Americans for Legal Immigration, or ALEPAC, said the reason states have to, said Rick Perry's the only candidate that signed in state tuition for illegal immigrants, and they protested him there. And Rick Perry once again showed he is totally on board for the North American Union agenda, whatever it may be called, although he stated on camera in the little soundbite that it's a failure of the federal government and they should simply seal the border. Now, we're going to get more into that and on the other hoax candidates, Romney and Herman Cain. We also have economic news coming up. Alex, again, scheduled to join us. Paul Watson coming up just after the next segment. Bob Chapman in the third hour. Stay tuned. Infowars.com. Infowars Nightly News coming up tonight with a very special report we'll get into later.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back again at InfoWars.com, the Alex Jones Show. Once again, I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in, and it's a great day for freedom because we got another terrorist. He's dead. Ding dong, the witch is dead, and now we can just choose between our pre-selected presidential puppets. Now, just before the break, we were discussing how Ron Paul, who the media repeatedly tells us can't win, is again in a dead heat with Obama in polls in Florida, and he's equal in standing with Romney while Perry continues to fall in the polls, but they're just going to keep on with the same mantra. Meanwhile, Steve Watson wrote on September 27th, "Hypocrite Romney, just as elitist as Obama, His attempt to appear as a man of the people falls flat. The corporate media declared GOP frontrunner Mitt Romney, who wrote the Massachusetts health care bill and is basically just as liberal as Obama or just as liberal as Rick Perry. You choose which liberal puppet candidate you want, or you could choose for no more big government, or at least less big government. The corporate media declared GOP frontrunner Mitt Romney has been attempting to win over voters recently by painting himself as a man of the people, arguing Obama's Ivy League education and elitism serves as a distinct disconnect. Also in the disconnect is the fact that Romney is part of the centuries-old Pratt-Romney U.S. political family dynasty. Just in case you didn't know that, it's on Wikipedia. You can look it up. His father was governor of Michigan, and his brothers run for political office. And going at least back to the 1760s, Jared Pratt of the Pratt family, later part of the Romney family, deeply involved in politics. They're all American citizens, but they were doing governorships down in different parts of Mexico. Again, you can look that up. And we discussed earlier in the week how Herman Cain is also just another establishment puppet, part of the Pillsbury financial food dynasty. He joined them after leaving the Department of Navy and after leaving the Coca-Cola company, then joining the Pillsbury Skull and Bones family to head Burger King and then later Godfather's Pizza, and then the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, where he was deputy director, then director. Herman Cain, also man of the people. Just another hoax. And we all know there's only one candidate who's going to do anything to take on the Federal Reserve, from auditing it to beginning to phase it out. But they're going to sell you on another big government liberal, of course, like Mitt Romney or whoever else they can put in there. Now, we have Paul Watson joining us on the other side of this break to get into his article on gold having no value, as the media now tells us, and more on Anwar al-Awlaki, the CIA lackey. And if you just joined us today, the FBI plot to blow up the Pentagon and Capitol with model planes was busted by the FBI after they set up their patsy, Rezwan Firdaus, yet another patsy, just on the same day that it's reported, again, that Anwar al-Awlaki has been killed. Now, there's also lots of crony capitalism scandals going on today, most of them connected to the White House. Daryl Issa, who's heading the House Oversight Committee, said in a letter to the Ford Motor Company Thursday, he's deeply concerned about the undue political pressure exerted by the White House on whether or not they asked them to pull an ad describing how they did not take a bailout. Then there's crony socialism. Obama gives $737 million to solar firm linked to the Pelosi clan. Team Obama spending $737 million to create 45 permanent jobs. $737 million for 45 permanent jobs. The Energy Department announced Wednesday that it's finalized $737 million loan guarantee for the Nevada solar project. Decision comes several weeks after the California-based solar manufacturer received $535 million loan guarantee from the administration in 2009 and then filed for bankruptcy, laid off 1,100 workers. But they're going to spend that money to create 45 permanent jobs. So more slander news. Then the Energy Secretary, Stephen Chu, says he will take responsibility for the loan deal that put more taxpayer money at risk in Solandra. And that scandal continues to unfold. Chu said he made the final decision to allow the struggling solar company to continue receiving taxpayer money after it had technically defaulted on the $535 million federal loan guaranteed by his agency. More on that. There's allegedly going to be a criminal probe. We'll see what happens. And a former Clinton advisor, known to you as Dick Morris, who's very frequently on Fox News, says it's very possible Obama will bow out of the presidential race for now, just as LBJ did when he was dead in the polls and the Vietnam War was going on. But he's not going to fix the economy. He's going to say America's gone soft, doesn't compete anymore, while they continue to harass companies like Gibson over importing wood made in India, telling them to move their facilities overseas and further ruin our economy. We'll get into that more on the other side. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in. Stay tuned. Infowars.com. Alex Jones up ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We're back again at InfoWars.com. I'm Aaron Dykes sitting in. Alex will join us. He's scheduled to be here in the next hour. But in just a moment, we're going to go to Paul Watson. But there's a new humanitarian prize at the UN in this Orwellian 1984 system. Tainted African ruler may get UN prize in his name. The African heads of state who converged on the capital of Equatorial Guinea this summer are used to life's finer things, yet they were impressed and they were pampered and then agreed to sign off on an award in the name of President Teodoro Obong Nguema. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I should probably show him more respect. Even though his regime is accused of gross human rights violations, his name will now be associated with an organization that would be UNESCO, whose mission is the promotion of peace and human rights through cultural dialogue. So I don't know. Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize. Maybe he can now get the humanitarian UNESCO Teodoro Nguema Award. Who knows? Let's see. But on the line with us now, we have Paul Joseph Watson, head writer for PrisonPlanet.com, and he's going to discuss the killing of Awlaki and the new reign of freedom. Paul Watson, are you there?
Yes, good to be here, Aaron.
So I guess we can end the war on terror now. Bin Laden's dead, and the new number one Al-Qaeda operative, Awlaki, who dined at the Pentagon, also no longer with us, Paul.
Well, I mean, Obama's come out in the past hour and said, quote, "This is further proof that Al-Qaeda and its affiliates will have no safe haven anywhere in the world," which is an odd statement to make considering the fact that his administration has just backed this NATO assault on Libya, which has provided terrorists, the very ones who killed US troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, with this arsenal of deadly weapons that now mysteriously goes missing, so the US troops have to be dispatched and Obama has to go back on his word. But I mean, yeah, we've had the announcement of the death of the CIA lackey, Anwar al-Awlaki, and it's being celebrated by the establishment media and by the Obama administration. But there's a note of caution because, of course, in the case of al-Zarqawi in Iraq, his death had to be announced about seven consecutive times before he was actually confirmed dead. So keep that in mind when we learn that al-Awlaki was supposedly killed by the same counterterrorism team that carried out the fabled bin Laden raid earlier this year. And, I mean, the announcement was made conveniently right as Yemeni president was returning to the country after an attack on the compound that left him in hospital. So he announced it as this big propaganda victory. And even Time magazine today alludes to the interesting and convenient timing of the announcement of this death. But as you just mentioned, Aaron, we've documented over the course of several years the fact that this individual has been the prime double agent when it comes to grooming terror plot patsies in the United States. He's been involved in just about every setup from the underwear bomber hoax to the Fort Hood shooting, as well as Fort Dix and, of course, the Toronto 18 case, which were both proven to be completely FBI. And in the case of Toronto, our, you know, Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Well, yeah, even if they have total intent for deadly force, they don't have any means of carrying it out until the FBI gives them the boom booms.
Well, precisely. I mean, that, there's another case of that today, which we can talk about in a minute. As he said, though, you know, Awlaki's declared the spiritual leader of the 9/11 hijackers in the aftermath of the attacks. Yet he's invited to dine at the Pentagon just months after those attacks. We know that Able Danger had followed the hijackers before 9/11, knew their accomplices. They would have picked up Awlaki. Yeah, he was still invited to dine with top brass at the Pentagon. And not only that, he was interviewed four times after 9/11 by the FBI itself. And yet he still gets the invite to the dinner. You have the videos put out, which he routinely featured in by the Intel Center, which, as we've documented, is a military-industrial complex front. So, it's a reminder that these terrorists are almost invariably, you know, double agents or provocateur patsies.
Yeah, it's incredible. And, yeah, guess who's coming to dinner? Anwar al-Awlaki, the patsy. And, of course, as you mentioned, they completely ignored Able Danger, didn't get their intelligence, even though they called, I believe, several dozen times, warning that many of the hijackers were going to be doing things inside the U.S., that they were already there, that they were let in. And as we know, the Visa Department let them in through the borders and all the rest of it, Paul. I mean, it's so far beyond incompetence, it's not even funny.
Well, precisely, and why do they do it? As you just alluded to, this Homeland Security state, the billions of dollars and the lobbyists that go with it, you know, it's big business, and that's why they need to create a plentiful supply of terrorists to justify it, which is why we have cases like the one again today, where the FBI entraps these individuals, often mentally deranged, mentally deficient patsies, and then busts them after they've provided them with the money and the weapons and loudly proclaims that they've busted a deadly Al-Qaeda plot. Case in point again today with the article on Infowars.com by Kurt Nimmo. Rezwan Firdaus, U.S. citizen charged with plots to blow up Pentagon and U.S. Capitol with this model airplane. He's going to blow up the Pentagon when a supposedly a jumbo jet failed to barely make a hole in it on 9/11. So, again, turns out, surprise, surprise, the FBI actually cooked up the entire plot, provided him with the fake plastic explosives, fake AK-47s, phony grenades, gave him the money to buy this stupid model airplane, which is supposedly, you know, going to bring down the center of the military-industrial complex, the Pentagon. And then you have the quote out of CNN, Quote, the person was never really a threat, a nameless law enforcement official told CNN. There is no information to indicate he was connected to a foreign terrorist organization. It appears he was radicalized watching videos on the internet. He was given the opportunity to back down, but he never wavered from his intention. Thanks to FBI encouragement to carry out the attacks, the unidentified source said. So again, it's this myth that justifies the whole bloated Homeland Security budget and this predatory police state, which is now being targeted against the American people. They need this plentiful supply of terrorists to justify the whole boondoggle.
Yeah, I guess they're going to have to run model airplane clubs out of the country, too, just like Gibson guitars, Paul.
Well, I mean, it's now a tool of terrorists, even though the FBI directly provided it to him, so I guess that's the case.
Maybe that's what originally hit the Pentagon. Who knows? But as I mentioned earlier, the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, the FBI admittedly also set that up, cooked the bomb and gave it to him, and provocateur them, quote, seduced them into it as well, Paul.
Well, precisely because there's not enough terrorists to justify things like see something, say something, and turning Americans against each other. And the figures, which is why I routinely include this in the articles I write about it, figures tell the true story, because there have been university studies which prove, you know, drowning in bathtubs, lightning strikes, accident-causing deer, peanut allergies, all these things kill more Americans than terrorists. That's why the multi-billion dollar industry of fear needs to manufacture these enemies to prolong the scam. And they even admit to that in their own industry journals. National Defense, in their recent publication, said this, quote, polls still show that there is increasing public concern about another terrorist attack. It is this fear and an unrealistic American perception of risk that will continue to propel some aspects of the market. So again, unrealistic perception of risk. They know it's a scam, but that's where the money is. So that's where they're going to get the DHS contracts to litter the towns with surveillance cameras, even though it's all manufactured. They're going to go ahead and do it anyway, because that's the job of the corporate media, is to create this unrealistic perception of threat, which they're very adept at doing.
Yeah, well, just last night I was reading an article off the Drudge Report about a journalist association who was reminding their journalists that terrorism is really has produced very few deaths, and that's only if you include the 9/11 deaths, which we know otherwise about. And yet they were scolded to not downplay the risk of terrorism, not point out that it's statistically very unlikely, and that infectious diseases, communicable diseases, are responsible for 10 times, maybe 100 times the death poll.
Well, precisely. But the truth, there's no money in the truth. There's money in creating this industry of fear, which is precisely what they do. And that's why you've got the grope downs at NFL. That's why you've got Big Sis in Walmart, because that's where all the cash is, and that's what they get out of creating this fear, and they need to prolong it with these fables and these myths, these terrorists being killed, you know, Bin Laden raid, but they can't show us any pictures. And today, you know, handing this mentally deranged patsy a model airplane, fake explosives, and telling him to go have fun. It's all completely manufactured.
Now, Paul, you wrote another article today about the dumb reporter who really is our new financial expert. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, it's not Miss Teen USA, but it certainly sounds like it. It's not the latest member of Obama's economic advisory team. But we'll go ahead and play the clip now. This is out of CTV Calgary.
Joins us now, Bridget. Overall, how did today compare to yesterday?
The biggest surprise of today was definitely gold. It was down about $100 an ounce. That represents the biggest two-day drop in 28 years. There's a couple of things going on today. Some investors were selling off their gold holdings to try to make up for losses in other areas. But Todd Hirsch says there's something else happening here, too. Some investors aren't confident that with what gold is backed by, or if it's backed by anything at all, as compared to something like the U.S. dollar. Investors are comfortable that the U.S. dollar is backed by the American government. So no matter what is happening to the American economy, something like the U.S. dollar is backed by the Federal Reserve. That's going to be around a year from now. That's a much more comfortable investment for them. Tara, right. Thank you, Bridget.
That's priceless, Paul, but I don't think it's fair to call her a dumb reporter. She's obviously studied Ben Bernanke's statements very closely. I mean, he said gold is not money. He said the Federal Reserve makes money, and whatever they make will be your money.
Well, yeah, she could get a good job on CNBC with that kind of talk. But again, it's not, you're not watching The Daily Show there. This is an actual television news reporter telling her audience that gold, you know, this intrinsic commodity that's got 5,000 years.
Intrinsic, Paul. Intrinsic value. It has other uses besides just money. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
And 5,000 years worth of human history will kind of indicate that. And it will also tell you that the US dollar has virtually no backing whatsoever, like the thousands of other fiat currencies that have failed and collapsed throughout history, which, like the dollar, were backed by the faith of their own government, and of course, that all turned out to be completely worthless. So, I make the point, is it really any wonder that a majority of Americans, now the highest number ever, according to a Gallup poll this week, now completely distrust the establishment media? It's no surprise when this is what they come out with. But it's also interesting that the type of Americans who do still trust the mainstream media to some extent are those in the lower income brackets, which makes sense if they, you know, hung on to all their dollars 10 years ago. Since then, the dollar's lost 30% of its purchasing power. Gold has more than quadrupled, so that would make sense if you're listening to this kind of advice.
Yeah, well, look, you know, the graph is 1972. The dollar's gone straight down, and the gold chart has gone straight up. They're reporting on a $100 drop in gold, a temporary spike to the bottom, when it's going straight up in the trend.
Well, precisely. I mean, whenever gold has a little dip, the mainstream media goes completely ape about it. And yet when the stock market does the same, they try and cover it up. But it's not just CTV. I mean, this is out of Canada, but we've written articles where, you know, Erin Burnett is having an argument with Peter Schiff on CNBC, and she said that, quote, gold has no intrinsic value. It's got 5,000 years of intrinsic value. I mean, intrinsic value is denoted by, you know, rarity, finite resources, and the difficulty in mining it in the first place. The world isn't producing any more gold. What's here is here. That's it. Whereas you can just press a button on a printing machine and get as many US dollars as you want. But I mean, it's an insult to our intelligence. This is why the dumbing down of not just television news, but also, you know, media and entertainment in general, is really starting to harm people, because it's encouraging them to make absolutely stupid, ridiculous decisions about their own life. And this applies not only financially, but also in the health arena, which we've covered a lot recently. And eventually it's going to hurt them. So it's no surprise that the mainstream media is losing trust. They're losing all their viewers. And if this isn't an advertisement for InfoWars Nightly News, then I don't know what is. You should use it in a promo.
But then on the other side of the coin, we've got all these protests going on all on Wall Street, eyeing the real enemy going on there. But then you have figures like Michael Moore saying, don't end the Federal Reserve, end capitalism. So I guess all these government jobs created hundreds of thousands, if not millions, for just a few jobs, or even negative jobs in the case of Solyndra. That's what Michael Moore wants, why he wants to keep the printing press on. Have you seen that clip?
Yeah, I've just seen it on Infowars.com. And I mean, you have people protesting in Egypt, in Tunisia, in Libya, you know, when they're commandeering fighter tanks and fighter jets, and they're calling them protesters, and it's a big deal. It's the Arab Spring. It's the biggest event in a decade. And yet you have the same number of people, not only in Wall Street, but also Boston, you know, Chicago, other areas in America. And there's barely a peep about it. You have to read alternative media to even basically know it's going on. So, I mean, that just shows you how desperate. And, of course, the majority of the people down there are left-wing and socialist tendencies. But, you know, at least they're finally starting to identify the real enemy, which is the bankers and the Wall Street people, and not completely deflecting it off onto this fake left-right paradigm thing. So, but Michael Moore has again proven he completely misunderstands everything about the problem. He understands nothing about how the Federal Reserve creates the problems and then poses as the savior afterwards, and it's par for the course with him.
Well, he's a creature, but he's misdirecting people into thinking that you're going to end the government corruption by empowering a bigger government to regulate itself when they're just bought out interest for Wall Street. I mean, the government is just a medium for a power shift, just like in the older days, the things Machiavelli wrote about. And we've got Wall Street now just completely ruling us, the 1% over the 99%. And shutting down the Federal Reserve is the single biggest move you can make to take back their power, Paul. But then again, gold has no value.
No, gold has no value. It's backed by absolutely nothing. But the U.S. dollar is backed by the U.S. government, even though they borrow it from the Federal Reserve, which is not part of the U.S. government. But, you know, American Idol's on. Just shut up and go to sleep.
That's right. American Idol coming up next. Actually, we're going to have more with Paul Watson. And then in the next hour, Alex scheduled to join us. We're going to find out exactly what time that'll be. Stay tuned. Infowars.com. Infowars Nightly News coming up tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end.
This is the end for Anwar al-Awlaki, another CIA lackey down the drain. Now they're going to have to rebrand the War on Terror, probably shifting it once again to domestic citizens. They just had another Homeland Security drill in D.C. this week, using a sports stadium as a mass shelter facility. Last week, myself and Darren McBreen traveled to Denver for the InfoWars Nightly News to cover the massive Homeland Security terror drill going on there, where they staged a school shooting, a mall shooting, and other terror incidences, then using the massive sports stadium as the relocation center. So that's what FEMA and Homeland Security have planned for us as the war on terror shifts into the war on Americans. Another side of that same war is under the flag of globalization. It's not only the Federal Reserve that we're up against, it's rules for a new world order. This article out of China Daily, Rules for a New World Order, discusses how the U.S.-led hegemonic bloc after World War II has now shifted into the era where China, India, Brazil, South Africa, and other countries, even Mexico has been on this list, are among the rising powers in the coming times, and America just continues to go down. But according to Obama, who's going to fix everything for us, America has gone soft. He said in an NBC interview that there's a lot of things we can do. The way I think about it is this is a great country that's gotten a little soft. We didn't have that same competitive edge we needed over the last couple decades. Competitive edge, they have used the powers of government nationally and internationally to guarantee that jobs are shipped overseas. America's jobs are. Is Jeff Immelt still the sitting CEO of GE, who just moved thousands of jobs over to China? So how are people supposed to compete with that when the government is interfering with competition? You've heard all about the Gibson guitar raid and how they're not allowed to produce their guitars with the rare ebony hardwood because it comes out of India, but it's not classified as a finished product, and that violates Indian law, and therefore, under the revised Lacey Act, it somehow violates the U.S. law. So, Paul Joseph Watson, still with us on the line. Again, Alex Jones coming up. Paul, have Americans gone soft, or are they just not allowed to compete and have real jobs under globalization?
Well, they're not allowed. I mean, that statement means nothing. It's completely glib. The Obama administration has conducted a direct assault on the American economy. They shut down coal plants, which, you know, China are building at a rapid pace. You know, what is it in Texas? I read recently 80% of the jobs went to immigrants, 80% over the last 5 years, half of which are illegal immigrants. I mean, is that going soft or is that a result of deliberate government policy? One, in shutting down the economy and whatever cheap jobs are left, giving them to immigrants, half of which are illegal. I mean, what's that got to do with going soft?
Then meanwhile, in Europe, you've got the banker-created debt being saddled on places like Greece, but they're told they can't drop wages and other conditions under austerity quick enough. So there's going to have to be now an unlimited bailout. They say even the $400 or $500 billion isn't going to be enough, and even a few trillion wouldn't be enough. They want a, quote, unlimited bazooka they can use to blast, to prop up any country that's beginning to fail. What's your take on the Greece and Eurozone? Well, we're going to get to that on the other side, Paul. Stay with us. One more segment, then we have Alex Jones coming up in the next hour. Stay tuned. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in. Tonight, the InfoWars Nightly News will have some very special reports. We'll get to that, too. InfoWars.com. Please stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.